Because he's a great God. Give him praise for the miracle of sleeping and waking. There are so many that we were here together last Sunday. Some could not come today. Some are in the hospital. Some cannot talk. Some cannot walk. Some cannot see. Oh, Jesus, we just celebrate you. We give you praise. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your faithfulness. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. It is the doing of the Lord that we are here this morning. Glory, 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 glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Thank you for the success of the 3-day special Holy Ghost service. Thank you for those who moved to and fro. We had no reason to sorrow. We have no reason to mourn. Some went by day, some went by noon and in the morning. You kept everyone. Thank you for our Father and the Lord. Thank you for all the verses you used. Thank you for what you did in the first service. Thank you for what you're doing already. We give you praise. Mo dupe, mo ri anugba. Mo dupe, mo ri anugba.
Tori ki se gbogbo eniyan lori anugba.
Mo ni mo dupe.
Mori anuba, mo dupe. Mori anuba, sori ki se gbogbo eniyan lori anuba.
Olorun to. To bless your name because you are a great God. All other God, they are the works of men. You are the only true God. The God who is, the God who was, the God who is to come. The one who is bigger than the biggest, the one who is taller than the tallest, the incomparable God, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the ancient of day, the omnipotent God, the omniscience God, Jehovah Elohim, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nissen, the great in might battle, the one that has been when there was no war, the one that will be when there will be no war, the God who is taller than the tallest. Almighty God, we celebrate you. You are the King who lives forever. Glory and honor be to your name. 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 We confess that you are Lord. There is nobody like you. Please, as we listen to your word this morning, let me reduce and let the Almighty God increase. Let no man see me, let Jesus be glorified. Holy Spirit, take absolute control. Don't let me say anything that is not of you. Don't let me see anything that is not God. Let Jesus be glorified, and blessing will be ours. You're sure you get the first blessing? Say a better amen. Amen. I like it. Before you take your seat, say confidence to someone that God will bless you, but my own blessing will be more than your own. So who is going to get the biggest blessing now? Okay, now let's do it this way. Since I'm the pastor preaching, I should get the best one. Can you point to me and say that I will get the best blessing? Is that how you understand the English? Okay, you will get it in Jesus' name. By the end of this service, you will not regret coming to meet God. Please sit like someone who is very important to God. Hallelujah. Now this morning, we want to listen to God's word. And I'm sure that God himself will speak to someone, like he spoke to us in the first service. I'd like us to open to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ephesians 3, 20. Now this morning, I'd like to speak to us on the able God. What do I say? Say it one more time. How many of you can pronounce that in your diction, your language? Who can help us? The able God. Tell your neighbor. Tell your neighbor the meaning of the topic in your language. Hallelujah. Thank God for English. You know, some people can't find it to say in their language. Now, we'll be speaking about the able God. Ephesians chapter 3, it said, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly. The word exceeding shows that it has not stopped. It's a continuous thing. It's still happening. Now abundantly, above. Now, the writer of this scripture is wise, which is Paul the Apostle speaking to the church at Ephesus. Now, he used the word exceeding and also said abundantly and also adds to it above. All that we ask or think. The life and destiny of every man is controlled by what you say or what you think. That's very important. So he said in his word in Ephesians chapter 3 that he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, please note that he said, above all that you ask or think. In other words, what you are thinking is fine. It has something to do with your life. What you say to him, also important. But he is now saying that he is a God that has capacity to do beyond that which you are even thinking or saying, because man is always limited, but he is unlimited. So you can get to a point, maybe by the reason of the resources or circumstance around you, your limits, your thoughts is limited, or your prayer is limited. For instance, for someone who does not have even money to pay for rent, may not think that at the end of this service is going to have a house, except the person who wants to walk by faith. Do you understand? So, but he said, he is able to do exceedingly above that which you think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. In other words, there is a dynamic ability that resides in a child of God that makes things to work above your human sense or what you think you know. The power there is the dynamic ability of divinity. Bible says it is working in us. So that's what makes God to be able to do far beyond that which you think or ask. So, but looking at it from the Amplified verse, he said, now unto him who is able by the power at work in us to carry his purpose, do superabundantly far above all that we dare to ask or think, beyond our highest prayer or desire. Now, the Amplified Version said, the power is what is bringing to come the purpose God has for you. Everyone that is created of God has a purpose. Everything, including both living and non-living. There is a purpose why God created the sun. There is a purpose why God created the flowers, the tree, and what you see. And Jesus speaking in 1 John 3:8b, he said, for this purpose was the Son of Man made manifest, that he may destroy. So Jesus has a purpose. So anyone in Christ has a purpose. So now, God said, unto him who is able. The word able refers to the power by the virtue of the ability or resources that is within his jurisdiction. Now, when you tell someone who is a medical doctor or an engineer, can you fix a particular component? He's going to say to you, yes, I'm going to do it, because he's been trained along that line. For instance, an electrical engineer. Or you talk to an accountant, you have issue with your accounting system and finance, he's going to tell to you that he has the capacity to fix the organizational problem. Maybe there are policies that need to be put in place. Maybe there are loopholes that need to be blocked. So everybody, based on what you know, based on your CV, based on your training, you can be able to say, this is what you can do. So your ability is based on the virtue of resources or the things that is within your possession to carry out an assignment. So God is saying in Ephesians, he said, I am able to do far exceedingly, abundantly above that which you think or ask. So if God is talking on that capacity, it means in his CV, he has seen that he has capacity to do that thing. If you see someone, he will say to you, I can do this. Then the Almighty God said in Jeremiah 32, verse 27, he said, is there anything too hard for me? In other words, if you look at his CV and he talks to you, you will know that he means what he says. So if nothing is too hard to him, for him, according to Jeremiah 32, verse 27, it means that he's telling you that in my case, there is no impossibility. So that's why in Luke 1:37, he said, with God, all things are possible. So I'm just trying to explain to you why God should say that he's able to do. In Titus 1:2, he said, God cannot lie. In 2 Timothy 2:13, he said, God cannot deny himself. In Genesis, he said to Abraham, he said, is there anything too hard for me to do? Listen to me. God is one. But the same God that is one divided himself into three. He said there is the one called God the Father, which is the main one, and there is the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's why he said there are three things that bear witness in heaven. He said God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Now, by this capacity, God is able to say he made the heaven his throne and the earth his footstool. Now, listen. The Bible said the hand of God and everything in the earth is engraved in the palm of his hand. Now that shows the capacity and the ability of God. So he just needs to stay in heaven. And from heaven, his feet can touch the heart in Nigeria, in America, in Asia, in all over the world. So you can imagine if somebody is standing in heaven or is seated upon the throne, as he's seated, you can see his feet all over the world. It means that it doesn't matter how tall the mountain may be, it's not as tall as your God. Is somebody here? So that gives him a capacity to do anything. He doesn't need to leave his throne to meet your need. All he just needs to do is to give an instruction. If he needs to use his hand, he doesn't need to leave heaven. God does not need visa to visit anywhere. Those are the CVs of God. He doesn't need visa. In fact, he doesn't need permission to enter anywhere. Bible says they locked the door. They were afraid praying. And suddenly they saw him inside the building. He said, peace unto them. No wonder he said, I am the way, the truth, and the maker. He said, no one gets to the Father except through me. So God himself is an access. Do you understand? He's an access. He can touch anything. He can do anything. Now Ezekiel 37. Let's see example of what he's able to do. Because I want somebody to understand that after this meeting, the able God will transform your life. Now, I need to talk to someone here. There's an issue with your marriage. But at the end of this service, if you can listen to what God is saying to you, that issue will be fixed. Now, I need to be very specific. You are on the conclusion of thinking maybe you should have a separation. But listen, it's just the devil that is fighting that relationship. After this meeting, God himself will prove his ableness. So Ezekiel 37, the Bible said, and the hand of the Lord came upon me. That was Prophet Ezekiel speaking. And he brought me into the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bone. Go further, sir. He caused me to pass them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. Lo, they were very dry. Go ahead, sir. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? Please listen, it's a plural, it's not one. That means God is referring to so many people. He said, can this bone live? And I answered, oh Lord, thou knowest. Ezekiel was one of the respected prophets in the scripture you could talk about. Major prophets. He didn't go to God. It was God that came to him and connected him to the realm of the spirit. And God was able to make him see that, see, I am seeing a valley where there are dry bones now. And he said they were very dry. There are so many bones that are lying there. Now, if you read that scripture, God make him to understand that these bones have been there for a while and they were already dry. It is one thing to die, it is another thing to dry. But before the person dry, it means the skin would have been removed completely. So the first scenario you could see in the situation, even the prophet was afraid, he could see. But in this situation, if the person is already dead, yes, you will say, okay, before they bury him, the skin are still there. The flesh has not turned to sand. At this point, there was no flesh. The bone is not fresh any longer. It's already very dry. And now, if you read through that scripture, still leave it like that. The Bible said he got to a point, God said to him, these bones were scattered. In other words, it was not together as a skeleton of a human being. They were already separated, already broken. This is a very tough situation. So God said to the prophet, he said, can this one live? He said, only you know. Kile ole she olorun mi. Kile ole she. Kile ole she olorun mi. Kile ole she. Eyin ti eda aye torun. Kile ole she. Moni, kile ole she. Olorun mi, kile ole she. Now, the prophet said, God, only you know, because at this point, it is beyond woman control. It's not what any man can fix, irrespective of your age, your nationality, your qualification, your experience. And then he said to him, only you, Lord, know. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto this bone and say unto him, O ye dry bone, hear ye the word of the Lord. There was an emphasis to understand that, see, God is speaking that, look at it, these people, if you read in verse 12, thereabout, you will see that this is not a story. God was speaking in Ezekiel 37, verse 11. He said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Now, listen to me. God is not talking parable here. God is speaking reality and situation of people. God was able to take an x-ray of the church. He said to them, now this is not the issue of people outside. He said, these are the whole house of Israel. In other words, God is saying that, see, prophet, you are a major prophet, but there are things you can't see. There are people who come to church, they are experiencing dryness such that they were very dry, but yet you can't see. Then God said to him, son of man, these ones are my children. Number one, the Bible said the bones were dry, very dry. So God was able to open his eyes to say, this is not a parable. This is the situation of my children, that at a point of their life, you could see people gorgeously dressed, looking fine, but they may be experiencing dryness. It can be spiritual dryness. It can be physical. It can be financial. But God said to him, these are my children. I want to revive these. I want to make the water to flow through it. So God came to him and said, thou son of man, you must prophesy. Can I prophesy to myself and any other person that we say very loud amen? Anyone under the sound of my voice that is experiencing any form of dryness, with one loud amen, let the living water of God flow. I decree one more time, let the living water of God flow. Are you still here? So God came to him. He said, son of man, there is an issue here. I want to prove my ability. It's not what a pastor can do. It's not what a prophet can do. He said, there is a dry bone. Number one. Number two, the bones are already separated. In other words, there are people apart from dryness, they have been disconnected from their source. They have been disconnected from their glory. They have been disconnected from their breakthrough. Maybe there is someone, God has an agenda. He said, these people are cut off. And yet they come to church. The prophet couldn't see it. That's where God said, I am able to do far exceedingly, abundantly, above that which you think or ask. Because at that point, there was a limit. And God said, he wants to put an end to dryness. So he said, the bones have been separated. He said, prophesy. The Bible said, as soon as he prophesied, there was a rumbling noise. And then bone began to locate bone. That is to say, someone under the sound of my voice, the enemy thought they had put you in the valley. Hey, listen to me. They thought you have been in Lagos all this while. Things have not been working. 2019, it didn't work. 2018, it didn't work. 2017, it didn't work. They have just been pushing you to and fro. God wants to restore you. I can't hear amen like a thunder. I can't hear amen like a thunder. Do you understand? So God himself said, I want to fix it. He is able God. He came to the prophet. He said, you can't do this. Don't worry, prophesy. So which means every prophetic word coming your way this morning is working for your good. The bones came back and located. He said, where do I need to be? The thing was fixed because there was a word that went out. Hear me. Any disconnection in any part of your body, in your destiny, in your glory, as long as you belong to this sanctuary and the family you represent, there is a restoration now. If you're saying amen, stand on your feet and say a better amen. I can't hear that amen like a thunder. I decree in the name of Jesus,
under the authority of the Almighty God, that anyone that has been disconnected, maybe it's not just your bone, it can be spiritual one, it can be physical one, there is a helper coming, but the enemy is taking you the wrong direction, God is putting you back now. God bless you, sit down. So that was the number two thing God did. A prophet couldn't do that. And the Bible said, after the bone came, these people were not just dead. If one is dead, it's easy for a man of God to say, I want to raise you up. But when you bring a dead person to daddy and say, daddy, this one is dead, but the bone of the leg is one side, the hand is one side, he will say, wait, let me come. Yes, that's the truth. But when the person is still fresh, so God took the bone and then fixed it together. The Bible says, at his word, then flesh came upon it. Listen, what God was explaining to the prophet is that, see, there are people you see in the church. There is a lot of shame, exposure, disgrace. You see, the devil just messed them up. He said, but I want to fix it. Someone is here. Your mess will become a message. Every mess in your life will become a message. God took the flesh and put it on it. But yet, the man was still in the same place. Hear me. God had to return to Genesis. He said, I am the manufacturer. Though there was no life, bone had come to bone. They located each other. Now, flesh is there. But he said, this same living being is still at his spot. Because when the bone was separated, it was kept in one place. The flesh was in another side. I don't know where they kept the flesh. But by Bible, you will know that the flesh should have returned to sand. So God, I don't know where he got the flesh back. All of those people that were there, their flesh located them. The black one didn't go to the white. The white didn't go to the black. Only him is able to do this. That's why they call him the able God. Somebody say the able God. I don't know how God did it. But when he took the flesh, you see, when there's an accident, sometimes they just bury the people when the flesh are broken. But God said, I am the doctor of all doctors. He said, there can't be mistake. I am the one that created everybody. So he took the flesh of A and put it for A. He took the flesh of B and fixed it for B. The same thing for C. The same thing for D. Listen. What it means is that everyone here and the family you represent, you won't lose that at all. I can't hear a better amen. It means that by name, by family, God identifies your situation and is going to fix it. That only God can do this. The flesh were gone, but he brought it back. He said, this one is for Brother Sunday. He fixed it there. And he now said, okay, there is one more thing. This guy doesn't need to be stagnant. There is a need for progress because the path of a dust is like a shining light that shines bright and bright under the perfect day. It is your time to shine. So God said, no. Daddy has said, go and shine. Therefore, you need something to propel you to shine. That is the breath of the living God. So God said, I prophesy. If you are stagnant, there is no life in you. Let life enter into you. I can't hear a better amen. I want to prophesy to 7 persons. Myself, number one. Hear me. You may have a dead kidney. You may have a dead cell. You may have a dead business. You may have a dead career. Anything that is dead in you, you are born to shine. You need the life of God for that. Oh yeah, receive the life. I said, receive the life. What God is saying from this day, you are not supposed to be in the valley. You are supposed to be on the mountaintop. That's why he said, you are the light of the world. If you put your life in the valley, it can't shine. So God has come to bring somebody out because you are the next person to shine. So God said, this one needs to move. He fixed the breath. So the person became a living soul. You are coming alive. Help me tell 3 persons that you are coming alive. Are you still here? Do you regret coming to church? Now, because God wants to fix issue for you. You don't understand. He picked them from the valley. Eh? He said you have been in a low estate. In the valley, they don't know you. You are not recognized. He fixed the bone. He put the flesh. In other words, he put this in order. He now said you need life to be able to fulfill this. Maybe in anywhere you are experiencing dryness, life is coming now. 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 Can I talk to somebody? I don't know that medical report, but it is canceled. Hear me? I don't know what is the medical report. It is canceled. We have been designed to live forever. That's why when a cell is cut, it grows again. By divine authority, that dead cell in your body, I command life into it. You didn't say a better amen. I command life into it. I tear that medical report. I tear that medical report. Hear me. Before your next appointment with the doctor, there is a change in the situation. So God said, you need life. So God said, oh yeah, prophesy, let life enter. Because only the living can praise God. It doesn't matter how talented the dead is, he can't praise God. The dead cannot build church. The dead cannot lead people to Christ. The dead cannot help people. So you are the one God wants to use. Can somebody stand on your feet? Announce to 7 persons confidently. Say, I am born to shine. I cannot be in the valley. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you are a light, you are in the valley, how will they see you? That's why God wants to bring you out. You are coming out by fire. 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 Can I prophesy? Somebody needs to say amen to you. Every agenda of the devil to kill you through fire accident, it is canceled. So, the able God came and proved himself. This is just one sample. He said, listen, a prophet? No, I am the prophet of all prophets. Are you getting me? His own eyes go to and fro. Prophet eyes doesn't go like that. God's eyes can turn 360 degrees. He can scan the spirit realm. So he came to him. He said, listen, time has come. Daddy said, you are the light. So you need to manifest the light. He said, so come out and shine. We want to pray now. Do you feel like talking to God? He said, unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above that which you do what? Think or ask. Is it keep quiet? So it means God's ability to do something in your life also lies in what you say to him. It's what you say that you get. He said, let there be light, and there was light. So if you want to speak to your situation, you can get to the next level of life. He didn't say keep quiet. He said to the man, prophesy. If you see Ezekiel, ask him in heaven, because I will ask him. That man would have screamed, because his belief is that this bone is dry. Let me scream very well, so that maybe there is life in the bone, because the guy doesn't understand again. It's not Adura Idakeje. So the first thing God did, he located the bones. There were many bones. He said, I want to fix it. I'd like you to talk to God. Lord, you are the Almighty God. Please, any area of my life that needs to be fixed, use your ability to fix it today. If you feel like praying, talk to the Almighty God. If you don't feel like, just keep quiet. He came to Ezekiel. He fixed the life of somebody. I'd like you to talk to the Almighty God. Any area of my life that needs to be fixed, is the able God. Lord, anything that needs to be fixed spiritually, physically, financially, in any other way, Lord, fix it by yourself. Are you talking to God? You can be very specific. Lord, if you can fix the dry bone, it became a mighty army. You can fix my life. You can fix my organ. You can fix my marriage. You can fix my ministry. You can fix my relationship. Is somebody talking to God? Lord, use everything it takes you to be God. Whatsoever that needs to be fixed, that I will shine as a light. Lord, fix it. You have just few moments, and daddy will be coming to prophesy on you. You know he commanded him to prophesy. Lord, fix my life today. Fix my marriage. Fix my ministry. Fix my career. I can't leave this place without you fixing it.
Mighty name, we pray. The pastor has led you to pray. There is a difference between prayer and prophecy. And the Lord had made you, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, kings and priests unto yourself. Unto yourself, principally. In the days of old, the kingship and the priesthood were separated. But for our own advantage, is combined in you. You have prayed very well. But I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty and prophesy. You are the prophet to yourself. You will prophesy concerning that situation in your life. Lift your voice and prophesy. Prophesy to that situation. There is not much the pastor can do for you if you don't open your mouth to prophesy. Son of man, prophesy. Son of man, open your mouth and prophesy. Concerning that situation, prophesy. Prophesy for your family. There is power in your word. That situation must hear the word of God. Dry bones, hear the word of God. That loneliness must come to an end. That joblessness must terminate. Whatever it is that is ravaging your body as a form of sickness must come to an end. Open your mouth and prophesy. That barrenness must stop. It must come to an end. Surely there's 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 an end. There's an end to sickness. There's an end to barrenness. Prophesy that the Lord will bring an end to sorrow in your marriage. That the Lord will bring an end to sorrow. Come on, prophesy. Come on, prophesy. Prophesy. Surely there must be an end. Surely there must be an end. And the expectation of the righteous shall not be disappointed. Thank you, my Father, my God. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prophesied. My Father and my God, we give you all the glory. The words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. As your children are prophesied this morning, let the Holy Ghost bring it to pass in the name of Jesus. Surely there's an end, and the expectation of the righteous must not be disappointed. I prophesy concerning that your situation. An end has come to barrenness. An end has come to poverty. I prophesy an end to sicknesses and diseases. I prophesy an end to loneliness in the name of Jesus. I ask in the name of the Lord that you arise and shine. Come on, arise and shine. I command you, arise and shine. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prophesied. You are happy, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor, thank you very much. The Lord bless you.